You're listening to SBS News.
COVID case numbers may not necessarily be going down, but with lockdowns and restrictions all but over, shoppers are returning once again to malls and shopping centres across Australia. They're coming back to a slightly different environment, one where online shopping is a bigger deal. The National Australia Bank's chief economist, Alan Oster.
If you look in the US, you're up to about 15% online, and Australia's like 12%. So I would expect to see the long term that online becomes a more and more viable alternative mechanism for people to purchase.
But while technology is making life easier for shoppers, retail workers don't necessarily feel the same way. A new study by the Australian National University and Sydney University suggests some feel pressured by technological developments. Workers in shops and distribution centres are increasingly having to use new technology. And according to the study, 74% want more training. Ariadne Vroman from ANU says that's because it's been a big adjustment to make, because the changes were happening during a worldwide pandemic.
It really is not necessarily a lack of training. It's a rapid change within the industry that happened during COVID as everything rapidly went online, both in terms of the way we as customers were shopping, but also in terms of the way distribution was done. So technology has been changing rapidly across the board.
Some of that technology relates to how purchases are processed and sent to customers in the online shopping space. But it also relates to technology within the retail sector itself and how workers are managed. Over a third feel technologies such as security cameras are being used to check on them unnecessarily, while almost half say customer feedback is another way they're being assessed. Workers from non-English speaking backgrounds reported to feeling vulnerable to displacement due to technology changes. Ariadne Vroman says some of the people they surveyed were also worried about technology costing them their jobs altogether.
And we found that people were much more concerned about cheaper labour being hired in place of them. And when they're already casual and precarious work and not on permanent or secure contracts, they were really feeling that threat more than they were feeling the threat of not having the technical skills to keep up with their work.
But Ms. Vroman says retail workers need not be too worried. She says the emergence of new technologies during COVID means different types of work need to be done, which wouldn't necessarily translate to less jobs.
Customer service still needs to happen even online. And so we're seeing that sort of shift towards not necessarily in-person work, but online customer engagement, product knowledge, selling products, and expanding those kinds of markets.
Alan Oster says these are big adjustments for the sector to make, but he says retail must adjust as online shopping becomes the way of the future.
Certainly, if you were talking about the next 5 to 10 years, you would expect to see online taking a bigger share. It's just convenient, and some people like that. And so as you become more time poor, you know, if the supermarkets are set up to deliver your groceries, that's an easier way to do it.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.